Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
From standing in sub-zero temps in a bikini to her routine of hitting the Taco Bell drive-thru after games. Nothing scares this fearless fuckhead. Bringing her brand of spunk to the air, Henry now welcomes Jessie Pierce to the Lake Show.
Jessie Pierce is with us, and I'm assuming that she's doing this interview right now with a shovel in her hand and a bikini on.
You know what? That probably would. If there was a wild game, I would, because it's all for the bit, right? Like, I can let it pass. So if we still have this much snow come Thursday when the Minnesota Wild host the Dallas Stars, and it is actually my preview, I'll be out there shoveling for you.
Did you, did you ask for this snow? Because I'm, you know, for me, I don't necessarily need snow at Christmas time. I'm not one of those guys, but I know that I'm kind of an outlier.
Yeah, you know, I could take it or leave it. It's crazy how much snow we have so far, right? Like, it feels like it's been snowing every day since Thanksgiving, and it seems kind of wild. Like, maybe we've been spoiled with a lack of snow prior to this in the past few years, but, like, I think we've gotten a ton of snow so far.
Okay, maybe this is just a dumb question because I don't have kids and you have three. Do your kids love the snow?
They do. They like being outside. We went sledding yesterday after school, actually, because, like, you know what? I don't know how many days we might get like this just in general life, right? Like, in a couple years, they're not going to want to go sledding with me. So I'm like, you know what? We're going to go sledding. So they love it. As long as it's not too cold, I'm completely happy and content of loading them up and just letting them go run amok in the yard too, right? They can build forts. They can throw snowballs. I don't care. You can get out of the house. It's great.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. All right, so let's talk about Minnesota Wild hockey. The Wild get back on the winning side of things, defeating the Kraken last night 4-1. My question is this. When you look at Philip Gustafson and you look at the wall in St. Paul, where would you rank our goaltender duo? Do we have the best goaltending team in the league, or do you think that we're – like, how do you rank it?
It's pretty darn high. It's top three for sure. You know, as far as the tandem goes, maybe even top two. It's interesting, though. Like, it seems more and more teams are trending toward – having a 1A, 1B situation when they can. You look at Colorado and Mackenzie Blackwood and Scott Wedgwood are doing a lot of rotation. You look at the Carolina Hurricanes, who actually have a three goaltender rotation. More and more teams are seeing the value in that. I mean, it's hard to ride just one goalie, especially if you're a team that's bound for the playoffs, because then by the time playoffs come around, your guy might be exhausted. So it's a good situation that the Minnesota Wild are in, and they are just fortunate to have two really elite Swedish goaltenders. I don't envy the decisions that Team Sweden's going to have to make for the Olympics, because they already have some other good goalies aside from Philip Gustafson, who was a lock. But now Jesper Wallstedt has definitely had to enter that conversation for international competition.
Well, I thought it was an interesting conversation last night post game with Kevin Gorg, and I believe he was with Wes Walls, I believe, yesterday, and they were talking about how, like, when you have guys that are that good and playing at that level, it doesn't put pressure on you as an organization to have to overplay or overuse a guy. There can always be a guy that's going to be relatively fresh. Your thoughts on that?
Exactly. No, it's great. I look at Connor Hellebuyck, who is one of the best American goalies, if not one of the best goalies in the National Hockey League, period. But you look at how he's performed in the playoffs for the Winnipeg Jets, and it's been awful every single time. Like, all of a sudden, he just kind of loses it. And this is a guy who's playing probably 80% of the games. And I think it is. There's just that wear and tear on your body to do that night in and night out, to see the volume of shots that you're putting up. You know, I think Minnesota's also fortunate in the fact that they have good defense right now, and I think that's helping Gus and Wally not only see the puck better, but they're not necessarily seeing that high volume of shots either, which can just really take a toll. So I think it's a great situation. Again, nobody said you can't have two good goaltenders on your team, right? That's not something that's illegal by any stretch. It's just rare. It feels weird to not go back to the guy who just had a shutout, or go back to the guy who had two back-to-back shutouts and starts. You know, it feels odd from a traditionalist standpoint, but I do. I think the NHL is trending more and more that way, just for that health and recovery reason alone.
Talking to Jesse Pearson, the Bardown Beach podcast and NHL.com, joining us here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. I miss, though, like the hit yesterday in the game, because I did the show, went home, whatever. Well, what did I miss early in the game? Because it sounds like we had some people that were agitated because one of our guys got injured.
Matt Zuccarello, it sounds like he's going to be okay. He did leave the game after the hit from Vince Dunn, which was a clean hit. I'll admit that. Vince Dunn has got a couple inches on Matt Zuccarello, who's one of the smaller guys on the ice, and Vince Dunn is known for those clean, open ice hits, and that's exactly what he did. He caught Zuccarello coming up. You know, the concern is the concussion. You know, he got hit in the head, and then his head also kind of hit the ice, which is, it's the real scary situation. He got up off his own. He was a little wobbly. And again, John Hines post game had said he should be okay. So hopefully not having to enter concussion protocol fully. And then I love though seeing the response to have Danila Yurov, this young kid, hop in immediately to take exception for a hit like that, which again, clean hit. I know some Wild fans might not want to hear that, but it was a clean hit. And Kirill Kaprizov, but just to have your teammates that aren't your typical fighters get in the scrum and stand up for their boy was great. But yeah, I believe Zuki, one of the guys that should return on Thursday. The team has a day off, so we have to wait a little bit longer for any update. But according to Hines, yesterday post game, he sounded like he's okay.
I know that they took a couple of them on the chin against Calgary and Vancouver, and they got back right last night. But at least they're getting ready to come home for this four-game stretch at the at Grand Casino before they go on the road to face Columbus, and then they're going to play three consecutive games at home again before they go out, because when they're on the road, that's when we're going to be at the World Juniors. So a bunch of games crammed in here over the course of the next couple of weeks for the Minnesota Wild at home.
I'm moving in, it sounds like basically based on that schedule. Like, that's my new home, because I'm there covering World Juniors as well, starting on the 26th. Which is going to be a great time. But yeah, there's a huge homestand. And luckily, the Minnesota Wild have kind of started to piece it together at home. They started out pretty grim last season. We all know, not a great home team. But they're finally starting to get in. And the crowd's starting to get back into it, too. And it's just awesome to see. I know the Colorado game was so much fun. Even the Buffalo game, having the crowd support back. And, you know, it's the holidays now, so people can come out and hopefully enjoy a game. But some big ones on tap, starting with the Dallas Stars on Thursday, and then you've got the Ottawa Senators. You've got that first of a back-to-back. A ton of back-to-back weekends, too, which, of course, my family, I'm sure, loves. But it's crazy the amount of Saturday-Sunday games they have this month.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to being at Grand Casino, man. I really am. It won't be necessarily because of the Wild. It'll be because of the World Juniors. I talked to Wendy Blackshaw. She was on the show last night. I'm looking forward to it. The only downside, though, about everything with the World Juniors is that I was hoping to maybe get to either Mankato or Duluth or one of the, like, satellite places, whatever, like, in the lead-up to it. But yeah. I just eventually won't be able to do it. That's the only downside.
I know. I was.
This is too much hockey.
It's just too much hockey. Well, same thing. I wanted to check out Duluth and for their prelims, and especially with the snow. It's not as easy of an up-and-down trip as I would hope if the weather continues to be like it is, too. But it's going to be a great time. Minnesota's already been doing an outstanding job, Wendy and her team, bringing the World Juniors. It's going to be fun. Like, I really encourage you guys to check out ticket prices. Come check out the World Juniors, because it's hockey unlike you've ever seen. Kirill Kaprizov has played in it. Favor, Zibuyan, like, you name a Wild player, they've probably played in the World Juniors. Connor McDavid, Nathan MacKinnon, like, it's elite players. It's a ton of fun.
Well, you know the person that sold me on it, even after Wendy Blackshaw had sold me on it last year, was Matt Dumba. Me and Matt Dumba had a conversation at length about World Juniors, and he just was talking to me like, this is the Super Bowl of hockey.
Did Dumbs play in a World Juniors? I feel like he did, right?
I can't remember. We didn't get into that about okay. him being in. Maybe he did mention it to me. I can't remember, but he was like, it's everything. You know, he's just like, it yeah. means so much. And he was like, man, it's going to be awesome that it's going to be in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, no, and Canada does it right too, and that's the thing. We want to show them here in the U.S. that they can do it. It was great. USA has never won gold on home soil. They're back-to-back champs, but they've never been able to win a gold medal here in the States. So to be able to be in your country and hear your anthem, because that's the cool thing about World Juniors, is the gold medal team is the only one that gets the anthem at the end of the at the end of the tournament. So it means everything, right? So to have your anthem blaring over the speakers in your country, it gives you chills just thinking about it. It's a sweet moment to do it in Canada too, because that's the last anthem the Canadians want to hear in that moment. But yeah. It's definitely something to get the crowd behind.
Hey, Jesse, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, Jesse Pierce, Bar Down Bees podcast. Check her out there and NHL.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We've got word on the street. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You want the chatter, the gossip, the hot takes that actually matter.
Like, I don't know where you're getting your information.
You want...
one thing we can count on.
Time for...
Word on the Street.
Word on the Street on The Late Show.
It's been weeks since I have participated in Word on the Street, because I was off last week, and then the previous week, I was only in for a day. And it's been a while since I've done this with Lindsey Brown. So, Lindsey, what do you have up your sleeve?
Oh, just the hottest of gossips from all of the celebrity and entertainment rags, mags, and other informational places that I don't know if this stuff matters, but it certainly is fun to talk about because nothing really gets me going about that current body standards for women does. And it seems to have gotten Kate Winslet a little bit in a tizzy as well. She sat with the Sunday Times recently and talked a little bit about the current state of Hollywood. She said, quote, it is devastating. If a person's self-esteem is so bound up in how they look, it's frightening and puzzling because I have moments when I think it's better when I look at actresses at events, dressed how they want, whichever shape. But then there are so many people on weight loss drugs, so it's so varied.
Yeah, how can you tell who's doing it naturally, who's not?
Well, I guess the question is, does it matter?
No, because nobody should have to be put in that position, especially right. In Hollywood, to have to do right. that, to go down that road.
But they got to look young, right? Because after age 40, or maybe it used to be 30, you're basically dried up as a woman. She said that the disregard for one's health is also terrifying, which I also share in that philosophy. I decided long ago that I was going to let my body melt exactly the way the world was meant to do, but there's a different pressure now and different accessibility to gender-confirming treatment. I notice a lot of people get, like, the buccal fat removal. So they take the fat out of their cheeks. They all end up, like, looking like they're eating, a really sour piece of candy.
Really?
Kind of like that, yeah. Check out Tom Brady's face and see how different it looks, say, before his time at Tampa Bay and then after. Because he had to take some time off during preseason training camp?
What's the surgery, though?
Buccal fat removal.
Tom Brady had that?
Just look at the face. Just look at the face. I remember reading about him and taking some time off to spend some time with his family. But Botox is for above the eyebrows, Henry. We got to make sure that those cheeks are looking nice and sullen because, you know, the more you look, or the closer you look to starvation, the better that you're doing. But Kate Winslet also said the favorite thing is when your hands get old. That's life in your hands. Some of the most beautiful women I know are over 70, and what upsets me is that young women have no concept of what being beautiful actually is. And I say beautiful is probably leaving your buccal fat in your face.
It looks
too weird.
You're doing too much.
You're doing too much, people. But some people are angry about Paramount, about Warner Brothers, about Netflix, right? There's this giant merger that's changing the landscape of entertainment, of film, of TV, everything. We don't know if it's going to go through because that game Monopoly, you know, the guy with the monocle still has the ability to break it down. But we know that the guy who has the ability, that being the head of the FCC, which is under the thumb of one Mr. President Trump. President Trump is involved with Paramount Pictures, and Paramount was hacked on social media and labeled fascists over the Warner Brothers buyout offer. The studio's social media profile briefly said the proud arm of the fascist regime in their bio on Tuesday, first reported on by Variety. Paramount did not immediately return the independent request for comment, but it's always interesting to see when certain things can be hacked.
Uh-huh.
Man, there's a lot of more fragility than we like to admit. Because I just think once there gets to be a certain amount of piss-offness, the anonymous will come for you, right? The anonymous will come for you. I'm not sure what this means for Paramount or your passwords or anything else, but I just know there's a lot of angry people. And if they mess up Game of Thrones and what they're doing with that, because they already did a bad job at the end of that series anyways, I'm going to have a word.
I have not went through and watched Game of Thrones. I haven't.
You haven't? You need to do it. Although it is a little bit of a tougher watch these days because let's just say we got away with more things about 10, 12 years ago on the screen. Marketing.
Wait, is it censored all of a sudden now?
No, it's not. It's just a little bit tougher for watch. You're like, we put that? Like, we were okay with that?
Okay,
but it's all good. It's tough for the female watcher. We'll just put it that way.
Gotcha.
Marketing is getting more and more creative, and there's no hotter movie production studio than A24. Earlier today, they placed a fake Boston Globe engagement ad to promote their new film, The Drama, which includes actors Robert Pattinson from the Twilight series, among other films, and then Zendaya, who was on a lot of HBO shows.
Zendaya.
Zendaya, huge fan of hers. The actors who star as Emma Horwood and Charlie Thompson in the romantic comedy were placed in a faux engagement announcement in the Boston Globe. It's just a big old picture of them looking like they just got engaged, just like some normal couple of people down at the Boston Market. I think they met at Southie or maybe Sissy K's. We're not really sure. We threw up in a lot of trash cans that night, and ever since, it's been nothing but those two. And so always curious to see what A24 brings to the forefront. It's usually messed up films, but we'll see how happy this engagement is. It should be as happy as the eventual engagement of Asia Wilson and Bam Adebayo. Hasn't happened yet, mostly because Asia Wilson's busy dominating everything that she touches. She was recently, actually just today, named the Time Athlete of the Year for 2025. What has she done for us lately? Let's just talk about the scoring title she won this year. She's won two of those. She had 5,000 points that she came to in June. She became the fastest player in the WNBA history to reach that pinnacle. Defensive Player of the Year. Her third MVP. Her fourth Finals MVP. Her third championship. That doesn't make sense. All I know is that she's collected all of the stones. She has the Thanos glove for all of you Marvel people out there. I'm not part of your crowd, but I definitely get the bit. She has an excellent article in Time Magazine all about her and where the WNBA is, because they're in the middle of their CBA negotiations. And you know, a lot of people say the WNBA didn't exist before Caitlin Clark showed up, but if you look at the numbers, like last season, Henry, I know that you're a fan of the WNBA, where the viewership was up for both the regular season and postseason.
I think by 5%.
5 or 6%. Yeah. Then that was largely without Caitlin Clark, who was sidelined with a lot of injuries. And you know, we know how much that she's done for the sport and the platform that she brings. But Asia Wilson, along with many other women, have been doing the absolute best for a long time.
She might end up, when it's all said and done, being viewed as the best, women's basketball player of all time, potentially. As it stands right now, I don't know who you view that is. You would?
Maya Moore would probably be the first and foremost. Yeah. But I don't know if she like physically dominated the way that Asia did.
I mean, she did physically dominate, but right. I'm not sure that
different
Maya
position.
Played long enough.
That's true, too. And that was a choice. She had done enough with the winning.
I know. Dinah Taurasi played a long time and won championships as well. So we'll see.
Yep. But Asia is just one of four players in either professional league to win four MVP trophies before the age of 30. The others are Bill Russell, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and LeBron James. Mm. Huge fan of her and all the work that she does outside of the basketball court, too. Her shoes are sick. That's all I got.
Does she have any new shoes from last summer?
What do you mean?
Like, no, I'm saying I saw her shoes.
The A1s.
Yeah.
Yep.
The ones that came out last summer. Is there a new one?
There has to be new. I gotta think there's a new one coming out for the holiday season.
No, I'm talking about. You said something about it. I was wondering if I missed like something in the last couple of weeks.
There's the Dynasty colorway. Apparently, they made a new skin for that after they won their third championship. And so,
okay.
One of the fastest selling shoes on the market, and it couldn't be for a better person, a better role model for young women everywhere.
Well, let's get back to politics. It's going to wrap up Word on the Street. We're going to talk to Aaron Rupar from the Public Notice newsletter. Jasmine Crockett running for Senate in Texas. Will anything happen with Pete Hegseth? What was the message from Donald Trump's speech tonight in Pennsylvania? We'll talk to Aaron Rupar next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Breaking down the latest controversies, political news, and other headlines. He has his finger on the pulse of what's happening. Now on The Lake Show, from Public Notice, here's renowned independent journalist, Aaron Ruppart.
That's right. He's joining us here, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Happy holidays, Aaron. I haven't talked to you in at least the last 2 or 3 weeks, but how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Henry?
I'm good, man. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was pretty chill. Just stayed around here and looking forward to Christmas, having a little bit of downtime. How about you? Anything exciting going on?
Nah, nothing much, man. I'm just going to I'm here this week, here next week, and then after that I have the following, week and a half off until the new year. Right. So I will try to take in some of the World Junior Hockey Championships over at the Grand Casino Arena in St. Paul, as well as Mariucci. It'll be my first time going to a World Juniors. It should be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I actually caught a Gopher hockey game over the Thanksgiving holiday, which was really fun. You know, sometimes Mariucci is a great place to see a game, and I'm sure for I don't think I've been over there since they changed the name, but, you know, obviously the Grand Casino's arena is a good place to catch a hockey game, too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to spend a lot of my downtime just kind of hanging out and chilling out a little bit over the holidays. But happy to have you back. And I wanted to start tonight with something that I really wasn't cognizant of earlier, but you kind of alerted me to it, and that's Donald Trump's speech tonight in Pennsylvania. Give me whatever takeaways, or what was the message from his speech this evening?
Well, it was kind of surreal because this was his first kind of full-blown campaign-style rally that he's done at least since July, when he had kind of that rally when they had the military parade in D.C. And so it was kind of a throwback to, you know, like when he was campaigning last year, although, you know, the local angle is that, you know, his attacks on the Somali community are getting uglier and uglier. That was a big part of his speech tonight, you know, going as far as to incite a send-her-back chant about Ilhan Omar in the crowd, which is a really ugly scene. And, you know, I mean, he just basically has turned it into, you know, this issue where he's openly talking about, you know, trying to deport a huge population group, most of whom are citizens. Now, of course, I don't think that's actually going to happen. You know, I think he kind of uses this rhetorically to get his base fired up. But, you know, it's really been kind of shocking because, you know, I had people asking me, like, over the summer and in the spring, you know, if I thought that Trump at some point would make the Somali community a target here. And I suspected it would happen, you know, at some point, but, you know, the fact that this happened for kind of no reason at all, with the shooting in D.C. That was perpetrated allegedly by an Afghan refugee, and then Trump somehow, you know, kind of using that as a pretext to go after the Somalis in Minnesota. It's been really ugly stuff, and, you know, it really jumped out to me that was such a big part of the speech. And the other thing I should mention is that, you know, the speech was supposed to be about affordability and his economic message heading into next year in the midterm cycle. But, you know, Trump really only knows how to do one speech. So he kind of mentioned the economy in passing, but most of it was, you know, kind of basically a hate rally, you know, really kind of ginning up hate against Somalis and Afghan refugees and, you know, the usual attacks on the trans community and things like that. So,
it wasn't a great way to spend an evening, but, you know, again, I thought the attacks on the smaller community were notable.
Do you think that some of this is to distract and take the focus off of people still wanting the Epstein files out there?
Yeah, you know, I do think it's in part to distract. I do, you know, it's hard to even say at this point what he's distracting from, because, yeah, you have the Epstein files. I mean, you also have a lot of kind of negative economic data.
Yep.
Coming in at this point, you know, of course, it was announced earlier this week that they're not going to do an October jobs report, which was complicated by the government shutdown. But, you know, if the numbers would have been good, they certainly could have gone back and put that together. You know, so you just get a sense that, you know, I think he kind of turns to divisiveness and hatred, especially in moments when he needs to get his base fired up and kind of talking about something that they like to talk about instead of sort of a state, you know, an economy that's kind of sluggish or Epstein. And so that's what he's doing. Now, of course, with Epstein, the interesting thing is that because of the bill that was passed, I think 2 weeks ago now, you know, the clock is ticking where the DOJ is going to have to produce some of these documents. The time frame was 1 month from 2 weeks ago. And so, you know, there's still kind of open questions about how heavily the documents will be redacted, how transparent they will try to be. Will they tamper with them? But, you know, we're kind of in a lull on the Epstein stuff right now. But that issue will come roaring back as that 30-day deadline approaches.
All right, let me switch and ask you about Jasmine Crockett, because, you know, clearly she has blossomed into a political star. And now we have a situation where Jasmine Crockett is running for Senate in Texas. Just kind of what are your thoughts on that? Are you a little bit surprised by that revelation, or did you kind of like see this coming?
I'm not surprised with it, because she has been kind of teasing this for at least a couple months. You know, it's been a topic kind of floating around when she's been doing TV hits and things like that. Now, I was a little bit surprised because Colin Allred was the other name who was in the primary. He, of course, ran against Ted Cruz. I think that was back in 2022. And, you know, lost narrowly, but, you know, I think it was like 3 or 4 points. It wasn't super, super close. And, but, you know, he's a former congressman and, you know, is kind of like a mainstream Democrat. Now, he announced this week that he is not going to enter the primary against Jasmine Crockett and is running for House instead, for a House seat. Now, there is James Tallarico, who's a Texas legislator who has been
like
on Rogan's show. And oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I like him. No, I like him.
Yeah. 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 So it seems like there's still going to be at least those two candidates vying in a primary. I mean, my overall kind of mindset about the primaries as we head into next year is that I, you know, I think this cycle, I'm really going to be personally kind of agnostic about them and kind of, you know, I'm glad that they're happening. I think, you know, one of the lessons that we can take from last year with the, you know, Biden dropping out and then Kamala Harris, you know, taking the spot at the top of the ticket without a primary is that, you know, I think that, you know, kind of iron sharpens iron, so to speak. And, you know, it's good to have primaries to let the better candidates emerge from them. So I'm not, you know, I there's concerns obviously with Crockett being a black woman about how electable that is in Texas, and you know, she's too liberal, those sorts of things. But, you know, I guess we'll see how the primary goes, and, you know, let the better candidate win, and hopefully they will be in a position then to win a general election, because, you know, Texas has been one of those states where it's been tantalizingly close for Democrats in statewide races going back, you know, basically since Trump's first election in 2016, but they've never been able to get over the hump. So, you know, we'll see if next year is the year. But, you know, so I don't really know about the merits of Crockett as a statewide candidate, but I guess we'll learn more as the primary unfolds.
Talking to Aaron Rupar for the Public Notice Newsletter here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830-WCCO. I want to play something for you and then get your thoughts and just your general reaction to this commentary. And the commentary is from Scott Galloway, who I like when he's on television. I like when he gives his assessment, his breakdowns of what's going on in the political landscape of things. The same way that I love having Aaron Rupar on our show all the time. But this is Scott Galloway on the Pivot podcast. That's a podcast he does with Kara Swisher. And specifically, he's talking about Pete Hegseth and Cash Patel and possibly JFK being out of the White House.
Hegseth, Patel, and RFK are out within the next 30 days. I think Trump has absolutely no loyalty. His administration is tanking. He's going to have to face potential allegations of war crimes. The economy sucks. Tariffs aren't working. And I think he's going to do one fell swoop. I think he's going to, you know, within like a week of each other. And a lot of presidents have done this. Presidents usually kind of go a year, 2 years, and they say, okay, it's time to calibrate, and they let some people go. I think Patel has got sort of an internal revolt on his hand. A ton of former and current FBI professionals are saying, this is dangerous. We are focusing on the wrong things, and this organization, which is one of the most competent, professional, and effective organizations in history, has been essentially neutered. Why not do three at once? And Hegseth, Patel, RFK, I think, are all out.
All right, so that was Scott Galloway on the Pivot Podcast with Kara Swisher. I want to get your reaction to that. The possibility that Trump could be like, and look, it would not surprise him if Trump says he's moving on, because he moved. I mean, administrations, they move on from people, right? But the fact that Galloway goes with those three, Hegseth, Patel, and JFK being out of the administration in the next 30 days, just let's start one by one. Let's start with Pete Hegseth, because Hegseth has been in the news and stays in the news, and all the stuff with the killing people on the boats and what we are going to get revealed in terms of like video and not being able to get revealed. What are your thoughts on Pete Hegseth? And we got the local angle there because he's one of us.
Yeah, I'm pretty skeptical of the line of thinking that there's going to be kind of this big purge in the administration. And you know, the reason I say that is because Trump obviously is a lame duck in that he, you know, is prohibited from running again in 2028. I mean, I will note at his rally tonight in Pennsylvania, he was again flirting with it because someone in the crowd yelled out four more years. And then, you know, Trump did his spiel about, well, they say I'm not allowed to run, but we'll see. But he's been pretty definitive in recent interviews that he, you know, he's not going to try to shred the Constitution by doing that. So the reason I bring that up is because I think he is kind of insulated from the normal dynamics of politics where, you know, if you have an administration like his and you're very unpopular, and you were thinking of running again because you could, you know, it's your first term, then it would make sense to kind of shake things up to hopefully boost your approval, you know, have people in place who can do a better job. But I don't really think, you know, those incentives kind of, they're not normal incentives that Trump is working with. I mean, Galloway in that clip said something about how what Cash Patel is doing is dangerous. Well, does Trump really care? You know, I'm not convinced that the national security or, you know, quelling crime in a traditional way is really his priority. So, you know, there's been a lot of rumors on Hegseth, and, you know, tonight Trump at his rally, you know, shouted Hegseth out and said he's doing a great job. He's been very strong. So there has been some kind of gossipy reporting that, you know, maybe Kristi Noem specifically has been in the news for possibly being on the way out. I'm pretty skeptical. I think that Trump is really going to kind of ride it out with these guys. Now, I'd love to be wrong, but I think that him demanding resignations or firing people shows weakness because it kind of indicates that he made a bad choice. And Trump's whole thing right now is trying to be infallible, you know, that, oh, the economy is great. It's just that the media is telling people, trying to, you know, basically brainwash them that it's not, and this is the greatest economy ever, et cetera, et cetera. So I think him firing people or demanding resignations would show a little bit of weakness, and I don't think that's something that he wants to do right now.
I love the idea of that from Scott Galloway, but I'm with you. I just don't see that happening. I definitely don't see that happening in the next 30 days, and I definitely don't see him doing that purge like you mentioned. I will say this, though, and you guys are closer to this, and you do this for a living, and you investigate it, and you break it down every single day of your life. I do. This is just my, like, uneducated opinion on it. I just don't think that Hegseth is going to be around a year from now. I think he's going to slip up again. There's been mistakes that have been made. I think that's who he is. He's going to make another massive miscalculation and mistake, and ultimately it's going to be too much backlash, and he can't get over that. And Cash Patel, I just don't think he's long for the job. Like, he just went every time that there's a press conference, he just seems totally and utterly out of his depth there. It just, I don't see it. Like, I agree with you. Like, in insulating and having people surrounding you, like, that is a thing in the Trump world. And I think that a lot of politicians want that. I just think with this specific organization, I think that when you got so many yes men around you, I think there's going to be some slippage. But you never know. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, and I want to mention in connection with that, you know, to kind of argue against myself a little bit, that, you know, one thing with Patel has been that you've started to see some leaks from close to him, you know, these reports about his girlfriend who's an aspiring singer, and how, you know, there's some reports just recently that like the FBI agents had to escort her home or her use of the plane, you know, take her to some of her gigs and things like this. Like, these are people leaking that information who are close to Patel, which obviously indicates that there is some displeasure, you know, so it's not a great sign for his job security. I'm sure Trump doesn't love those reports being out there, you know, about kind of abusing, you know, the office of FBI director. And then with TechSets, I mean, you know, there is obviously this whole controversy over the boat strikes in the Caribbean. Right now, your Democrats are pushing really hard, and some Republicans too, to get the footage released of the second boat strike, which seemed to be, you know, illegal. So, you know, if that happens, if that tape, you know, goes public and people can see it, and it is as bad as some Democrats and even some Republicans have said that it is, maybe that would be too much for Trump. But, you know, is the buck really going to stop there? Like, are people going to accept Hegseth being the fall guy and that it didn't go further up the train? I mean, there's already been an attempt to throw Admiral Bradley under the bus. You know, Hegseth has kind of blamed him for, or at least said that he was responsible for the order for the second strike. So, you know, maybe I should kind of temper my commentary there by noting that in those two particular instances, and we're seeing this a little bit with Kristi Noem too, where there's been some leaks about her and Corey Lewandowski, who allegedly is her lover, and, you know, how he's kind of like the shadow secretary of Homeland Security. And so, that, you know, that there's some unflattering reports that are out there. There are people leaking, and that can oftentimes be kind of a precursor to someone losing their job. So I'm still skeptical, but, you know, those are at least factors that weren't mentioning.
Well, I'm literally, as we're having this conversation, I am seeing a commercial, GetTrumpWatches.com. He's shilling watches? What are we doing here?
Oh, it's even worse. Yeah, so the watches commercials are playing pretty much nonstop on Newsmax and on Fox.
Yes!
And then there's also an ad for a handgun that's like it's called like the D-47 handgun.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, I mean, this is, you know, again, like, this is kind of how normalized this stuff has become, where, you know, I mean, there's the story, the classic story about Jimmy Carter putting his peanut farm in a blind trust. But, you know, was always kind of the norm, is that when you become president, you divest from your business interests. You know, if you have to, you put them in a trust so you can't kind of manipulate them. And, you know, Trump has not only, I mean, if you remember back in December of 2016, after Trump won the election, where he had that press conference where he talked about his plan to divest from his business, and he was standing next to folders of paper that it turned out they were blanks. I don't know if you remember that, but that was kind of an interesting little story back right after the election. And now, you know, when he won the second time, he didn't even make any pretense of divesting because it was obviously fake the first time around. But, you know, not only is he not divesting, but like you said, I mean, he has branded merchandise being advertised on cable news, and, you know, it'd be a huge scandal for any other president, but it's just kind of a normal thing for Trump.
All right, so real quickly, I thought that was my last question, but there was something I wanted to get with you about, and I'll give you about 60 seconds on it. How many GOP leaders are really concerned about not extending the expiring ACA tax credits?
That's a really interesting one. They don't seem super concerned about it, but I wonder when the political backlash really hits, you know, as people start grappling with the reality of their healthcare costs doubling or tripling, like, there's going to be a lot of pressure on them to do something about this. And, you know, at certain point it becomes too late, where, you know, it's hard to kind of put the genie back in the bottle. If people, you know, these companies are increasing your premiums, like, they're not necessarily going to be able to lower them immediately. I mean, maybe they could get some financial relief out to people, but it seemed like such a layup for Republicans just to extend them, you know, and kind of inflate themselves politically. So I've been really shocked that, you know, there's been kind of these half-baked ideas. We're going to do a healthcare plan. Now they're saying that they're not going to be able to vote on anything anytime soon. So that's another thing, you know, as Republicans stare down the barrel of what's going to be a tough year next year. I think them being blamed for healthcare costs spiking is going to be another thing really working against them politically.
Hey, great stuff as always, my man. I'm around over the holidays, so let's try to catch up.
I'd love that. Thanks for having me on.
All right, that's Aaron Rupar from the Public Notice Newsletter. Subscribe to it. Make sure that you sign up. Great information to your inbox every single day. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll try to maybe sneak in a headline or two before we're out of here at the top of the hour.
Now on The Lake Show, let's look at some other things making news. Here's a little segment we simply like to call Headlines.
We are going to squeeze headlines into the final 3 minutes that we have left here in the show. So, Lindsey Brown, have at it.
All this prep I did, just going to the waste. This is what radio and mostly entertainment is. You prep, you have all these stories at your disposal, and you choose one And it's the most important one, Henry. And
I got topics that are rolled into tomorrow. So don't get mad at me.
I know. I'll
save
some. I'll save some. But we're not all guaranteed tomorrow. So if I'm not here, I need everyone to know this.
You'll be here tomorrow.
Because I've been sitting on this headline for weeks. I've been asking Fearless Leader Brad Lane.
That's not how headlines
where
work.
Can I bring
not,
this?
That's not how
I'm
headlines
I'm going to bring
work.
It to Henry Lake. I'm going to bring it to the Lake
that's
Show.
That's not how headlines
incredible.
Work.
Incredible. First of their kind images show an orca being born in Norway. Never before seen the birthing process. One of those animals that I find personally adorable and get a really bad rep. Don't call them killer whales. They're orcas. Orcas. Government names only. But moments after witnessing the first calf born live,
she's
ever,
fired up. She's like banging.
Ever,
she's
these,
banging.
These
equipment.
Scientists, these photographers, these videographers, as the calf was born, the rest of the group formed a protective circle around it. The orcas, mostly females and juveniles, were unusually energetic and seemed to be forcefully pushing the newborn towards the surface. Literally moments after giving birth, the orcas come in a circle of support and rise that child up. Rise the baby orca up to the heavens.
I love your interest in this. This happened over a month ago. This happened over a month ago.
This is important stuff, Henry. It
headlines!
Takes a long time for news to travel from Norway to the United States. It
headlines!
Takes a minute.
This is not a headline.
You want a headline? You want a headline? You want?
No,
you
hold on, wait. Breaking news, Muhammad Ali passed away in 2016.
He's dead.
The orca was born on November the what, 6th or 7th?
Damn near a month old. God knows how many more lifting exercises the pod of orcas have come. The fact that we used to rip those babies out of the water, the mothers would stay there and cry and cry. And those babies went to SeaWorld. Watch Blackfish. If you haven't seen it, breaking news. Brand new film on Netflix. It's called Blackfish. I think it was released in 2009 or something like that. Go watch it. These animals are not that far away from us. And so it's very important for us to see them in their birthing process. It's just life. I feel like I should save the rest of these for tomorrow because there's just
yeah, we
so
are a little bit
good.
Out of time.
And
man, you like the bang equipment.
I do. This is you bring goodness. This up for me every time I'm here, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate that.
She's got some inner things to work through.
Oh my goodness, we're so late already.
We
are late.
Yeah, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.